Welcome. We're here at the Crimson Circle Connection Center.
I'm sorry, you almost forgot. But we're here to help you out with that. Yes, we're here at the
Crimson Circle Connection
See, you
Center.
You got it out.
It was just a mini brain fart, can I? I mean, I'm almost 68 years old. You're allowed mini brain farts.
We all have brain farts. I mean, it's happening more and more and more and more. Where am I? Anyway, Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Very Happy New Year. We are at the Crimson Circle Connection Center in downtown Louisville, Colorado.
This is not downtown. This is uptown.
No, it's debatable. Anybody here live in Louisville? You're in Louisville. Downtown or uptown or what? All right, whatever. It does not matter.
Well, this is going to be a fun day.
Yeah. We're not even to slide one yet. Anyway, we want to welcome each and every one of you, no matter where you are, if you're uptown, downtown, outtown, it doesn't matter.
Any city on the planet.
It doesn't matter. We want to welcome you. It is 2023, and that I know. I looked it up before I came here. It is 2023.
I can't tell you how many people have been lamenting that sometimes they don't know what day of the week it is anymore. And that it's, they're not old people.
Who knows what day it is anymore? I mean, does anybody here really know? Do you really, really know what day it is? I don't think so. Linda, I think that what's happening is we're going through so much so fast. To even think that we can remember what date it is, what town we live in, our name or anything like that is, I mean, it's so yesterday.
But even Alt is representative of that.
Alt is yeah. Because it could be Sunday. We could be coming from the future.
Well, it is
into
in
today.
Australia.
There you go. See, it's going to be a long day, but a good day. Anyway, 2023, we have quite a few guests from out of state here today. Linda, would you read the list? And
okay,
we get
I'll do my best not to screw up your name, and you're allowed to assist me. So
it's
first
their alt name that you're going to pronounce. Go ahead.
I feel tortured. Okay, so from Switzerland, we have Maria Bischoff. Where are you, Maria?
Thank
Welcome.
You.
Welcome.
Glad you're here. First shout?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
local.
Just one thing Linda always warns people of when we go to the break, everybody rushes for the chocolate. So, and they're not as good as Swiss chocolates, I can tell you that. They're good, but not Swiss.
She chocolate.
There you go. Bring your BYOC.
Okay,
bring your own
go.
Chocolates, whatever.
What was that?
Thank you. Glad you're here. Bring your own chocolates, BYOC. Yeah.
Okay. And from United Kingdom, we have Cy here.
Cy,
good to see you.
Welcome, welcome
you're
back.
You're kind of permanent.
It's my second show.
Second.
I'm not leaving Colorado. I'm here. Yeah, I just don't want to leave. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the immigration people are listening in, so be careful what you say.
I love
you
too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right. Good to see you again, Cy. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. I don't think Kimberly's here from. Kimberly, you're not here yet, right? Okay, yep, she didn't answer.
Is that a statement, a question?
Terry Maloney from Florida.
From Florida. Hey, Terry, good to see you.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. It's been a while. When's the last time you were here, Terry?
I was trying to figure that out.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, Alt. Yeah, you could say last week and I'd believe it. Yeah, before COVID. Yeah. Good to see you.
Okay, and then there's a couple more that appear to be not here yet. That maybe they're just waiting for the show because they don't want to hear our humor.
Yeah.
Okay, Claudio Hernandez. Where's Claudio?
Claudio, good to see
Claudio.
You. How are you doing? Where are you from? Venezuela. Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Glad you're here. And from Denver, Jordan, first time.
Wow, good to see you.
Thank you.
Wow. And where are you from?
I'm from Venezuela.
And you're living here in Denver? Oh, get out of town. Uptown. You're kidding.
You're on Facebook all the time. How'd you miss
that? Do we have a microphone here? I mean, we got to get this. The audience online, they can't hear. They're like, what?
How
are they
did you miss
about?
It? Yeah, it was all over Facebook.
Microphone, please.
Jeez.
Well, I feel that. Yeah. I feel I'm missing out on things. Okay. So go ahead.
Hello. We just got married 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
Wow.
3 weeks ago. Yeah, Scott was the officiant, and we had a beautiful ceremony.
Big brother or little brother?
That's amazing.
Big brother.
Big brother.
Jordan and I met in Medellin 2 years ago. No, 4 years ago. I was back 2 years ago.
Romance.
4 years ago we met in
Medellin. Romance in Colombia.
Colombia.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, well, congratulations.
He lives here now. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been here since September.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Thank you. I didn't keep up with
the
news.
I don't go to Facebook that much.
Yeah. Hey, how come you didn't tell me? This is a big surprise. Yeah, I don't want the mic. I have a mic. Yeah. Didn't even tell me. Okay, let's move on. Congratulations.
Okay.
Good to see you. Did he explain anything about what we do here? Sacrifice. You have to go, right? It'd be okay. It's only, I don't know, 4 hours. It's okay. And we do have wine back there in case you know. Okay. Next.
Okay. I guess that would be Vicky from Denver.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
How are you doing? How'd you get on the list if you're from Denver? Oh, first timer. Okay. No wonder.
Okay.
Welcome.
Are there any other first timers that want to own up to it? Nope. Okay,
no.
We're good.
Okay, let's get good. Welcome, everybody, and we're going to get rolling. We're going to take a look at Altaries number 3, which was last month. Only 3 weeks ago. You know, normally there's like 4 or 5 weeks in between, but it seems like yesterday.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, so we're going to take a look to see what we did. This is kind of like our prompter for those with bad memories. Okay, here we go. I can't remember. What you're doing right now, the reason you're on the planet, is all about Heaven's Cross. And it even surprised us in the other realms. We did not anticipate it coming along this quickly. What you're doing in your life right now, do it with quality. Don't be sloppy. Don't do it hither yonder. Do it with quality. Be meticulous in everything you do. You're the ones who came from Atlantis, the ones who we've talked to many times about develop the headbands or the technologies using infusions of light into crystal to stimulate the crystalline properties. And there's true physics in this. This wasn't a bunch of New Age stuff back then. It was really simple. Infusing light, high-intensity focused light, into crystals. And so many things could be done, including the headbands. And you've carried that weight with you for a long time. You, according to what Sam said in his talk, you're the ones now that are going to be releasing the headbands. You've done it on yourself. You're going to be doing it on a global scale. And that's what Heaven's Cross is. Imagine that for a moment. Releasing those headbands that have encased humanity now for a long time. And some will choose to keep them on. Some will choose to stay in limitations of mass consciousness. Others will, they will celebrate the freedom that they now have. Lifetimes of so many of you in religious orders, and the promise, the search, that got to be the addiction, and always looking for the answers, always waiting for the prophecy off in the future somewhere. Suddenly it's here, and that is a no shit statement. Suddenly it's here and is bringing up tremendous things like anxiety, questioning yourself, wondering if this is just another carrot. Sure, if you want it to be, it could be another carrot, or it could be for real. And that's what you're faced with right now. Is this real? Am I real? Imagine that your soul is a great big tall building. 44 floors. It's very tall. And the human exists down on that lower level, level zero, ground floor level. That's where the human exists. The human is kind of aware that there's a great big building above, but doesn't think too much about it. The human's tied up with that ground floor level and all the problems and the plumbing and the other people and the heating system and the blown electric fuses and over lifetimes trying to access this, trying to get to the upper floors, but never really that successful. Yet along the way, hears noises and feels things and, you know, really has a sense, okay, there are some other floors here, but I don't know what they are. And one day, the soul comes to the human and says, human, hey, everything you've been doing, all this work, you're doing it the hard way. There's an easy way, and it's because of your light. I want to show you something. And the soul takes the human right outside the building and said, look at this. The human's like, what is that? I said, that's a glass elevator. It's on the outside of the building, so you can see everything. You're aware of everything. It's a glass elevator. It'll take you straight up to 44. Let's go. Hop in the elevator and just on its own, no button pushing or anything, on its own, and whoosh, whisks them off up to the 44th level. This is the realm of the I am and the soul and the human all together. This is heaven's cross. This is what you've sought for, but you were afraid. This is what you've gone up some dingy, dirty stairwell trying to find over lifetimes and lifetimes, and now it's here and you doubt it? You're so human. Dear human, take a deep breath. You have earned this. This is the express elevator, and it can go back and forth all the time. You can stop at level 34 and visit past lives. You can stop at level 11 and watch how there are parts of yourself that know how to transcend time, space, gravity. You're not locked in that continuum down there called the ground floor. That's Heaven's Cross. It's the express elevator. It traverses back and forth with ease. And what's happening right now is you're preparing for it energetically and in every way as the human. So I say this is the apocalyptic event, and it is. And I know Calder is saying, oh, it sounds so grandiose. Duh. It is. You know what apocalyptic means in Greek? To reveal, to pull the lid off, to take aside the things that are preventing you from seeing. That's what apocalypse means. Not death and destruction in Revelations of John. It wasn't about the horrific events coming to the world and destroying the world. Revelations, if you reread it now with the eyes of Heaven's Cross, you realize the beauty in Revelations. You realize it was saying that there's this new age coming to earth. And it literally says in Revelations, it is time of God to be with humanity. It says that, time of God. Time of your divinity to be with your human. It says that right there. It's very clear. It says this is the new age, the new energy, not the end of the world. Those who hang on to power and greed and those who are trying to maintain the old ways of control and structure, those who are opposed to true freedom, they're not going to last. They will not make it. They will go to another earth somewhere so they can play with their buddies who are all into power games and their addictions and their abuse and everything else. There is an earth that has been created just for them. They won't know the difference. They're not going to know the difference from one day to the next, but they'll suddenly be there. And this earth that you're living on right now is going to go through so many changes. And it's going to be rough getting there, but it's going to go through changes that bring it into what's been termed singularity. I term it as true freedom. And that's what you're going through, and that's what you've been doing for so very long, working at it. And I know you're exhausted. What's happening right now, it happened to Sam, is there is a grieving that takes place. He grieved for Kelly. You're grieving for yourself. For all the painful experiences in all the lifetimes. and grieving for your own deaths. You're grieving that part of you that's saying, why? Why didn't I get it before? You're grieving the part that knows that you could have truly, literally ascended several lifetimes ago, but you didn't. I think maybe I should have. But remember, you chose to stay. What's happening right now is in every part of you, you're being asked to or forced to bring everything to wisdom. As we approach Heaven's Cross, let go of everything to wisdom. No longer holding it on as painful. No longer having to punish yourself. Let it go to wisdom right now. I'm going to be coming to you individually, each and every one of you. When I feel that you're holding on, and I'm just going to look you in the eyes, and I'm going to say, wisdom. You're going to know what I mean. Let it go.
Heaven's Cross sound like a very, very important upcoming event.
I think so, but, you know, I'd kind of forgotten the shout, and it was beautiful. I mean, the Marab was beautiful, and at the end he said, you know, I'm going to come to you and, you know, sit down and talk, and I'm going to say one word, wisdom. That's, I've been hearing that all since the last shout, but I thought it was you're dumb, not wisdom. That was so good to learn here. It said wisdom. That's it. Anyway, we're going to talk about... No, I'm halfway serious about that. Yeah, things are so weird these days.
No.
Is it just me? No. I mean, it's almost funny, you know, kind of. Nobody's laughing. It's a nervous laugh. What's happening right now is just...
Well, I thought it was interesting when he said things like power and all this wasn't going to last. And I think the next day they arrested the Peruvian head of the government or something. Mm. Like the very next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We should track all this stuff.
I know.
Time. Anyway, we're going to move on to upcoming events. We don't have any past events because we didn't do anything in the last 3 weeks other than celebrate, you know, the holidays, have a little time off. So we'll go straight into upcoming events. And, next Saturday. Coming to you next Saturday is...
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Now you get it, right?
Oh, yeah. We just got that subtitle from Adamus about a week or so ago. I forgot what we were using up until then, but he came and said, no, it's going to be called quantum weirdness. It's like, oh, okay, that explains everything. So,
In a way, it's scary, and in a way, it's a relief. So
well,
the weird is the new normal.
It is, but this isn't just weird. This is quantum weird. I mean, way over the top weird. Which I guess is better, because if it's so far out there weird, you know, what can you do? You know, if it's just normal weird, then
you're
try to...
You're not channeling Gene Roddenberry, maybe?
Maybe. Anyway, next Saturday is Pronost 2023. As most of you know, Pronost is the annual planetary forecast. Adamus doesn't talk a lot about the planet, because he likes talking about us. So this is the one time of year where we really get into it. And Pronost has gotten to be incredible. You know, you go back to about 2014, 2015, and when he really started talking, when he had no other guests,
right.
You know, he threw them out.
He doesn't work well with others.
He does not
play well with others.
No, no. Somebody recently invited us to one of their conferences, and I'm like, Adamus does not really play well
play
with
well.
Others. So I turned it down. But anyway, the next Saturday, talking about what's up ahead, and it's been phenomenal to watch since 2014, I think, when he started talking about technology
right.
and AI and all these things. And watching how that has come to be part of our lives.
It is now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was pretty bent on
well,
about that.
Well, even with COVID, he actually forecasted that. I didn't want to believe that.
It was going to be short-lived? I remember that.
Well, you know, what span of time within your life?
He predicted, he said there would be a global virus. But, yeah, the other part of it he wasn't so good on. but we won't go there. Anyway, it's live next Saturday right here from the studio, live in terms of live online and not pre-recorded. So if we mess up, we fumble, you get to see it.
It's usually interesting.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be three sessions probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's always interesting. It's always very, very provocative. So that's next Saturday. After that, we've got Aspectology. We do it one time a year. We're going to be doing it January 27th through the 29th online. It's truly one of the – I love Aspectology. You know, SES is core. This is kind of the next step up, the new energy psychology. We only do it once a year, as I mentioned. It really talks about how we create aspects in our lives and how those aspects can work for us or – again, sometimes in the case of the really dark aspects, they want something that you have that they don't have, your soul. So it's interesting.
Well, it makes perfect sense. In other words, what I liked about it was it first, in the beginning, it explained more about the problems, but then Adamus added his part to it, and then he explained more of the positive side of how you can use your aspects, in my opinion. And so it becomes very helpful in working and dealing with others and saying, now, okay, which part of them am I working with? Who's the real person here? So it changes relationships in generally in a positive way.
The original sessions were recorded with Tobias, and right. then Adamus did his update.
Always has to get in there.
Anyway, Linda and I will be here hosting it all weekend live. You get 90 days to stream the files to go back and listen. I think we have translations in 17 languages
now.
And again, it's only offered once a year, so now's the time to hop on board that thing. We're going to take a quick look at some aspectology. Aspectology, fascinating, amazing, truly new energy psychology, a new way of looking at what happens to the being, particularly when they come to Earth, they forget about who they really are, but yet they're still making these aspects. They'll disguise themselves as ghosts and boogeymen and evil spirits and demons. And well, so many of you have done that in the past. You think you're being followed or even inhabited by some evil spirit. It's not. It's simply an aspect. And it's not that the aspect is bad. It's not that it's necessarily trying to harm you, although that does happen. It's simply that the aspects that you've created for whatever reason are simply wanting to come back home. That's it. How many of the thoughts that you've had are not yours? They belong to an aspect. How often when you hear this negative voice, is it not really yours, but belonging to an aspect or a group of aspects? How many times have you felt fear? Perhaps fear that wasn't your own, that wasn't really you. How often have you felt and experienced confusion? We can't seem to sort things out and get clear because all the aspects with their agendas and their stuck energy are clogging up the very natural process of creativity and creation. Traditional psychology has an unwritten core belief that there is something broken at the center, at the core of the person, and that it must be fixed. The new energy psychology of aspectology understands that at the core, at the soul level, it is total perfection. It is natural for any creator being to create actors of itself, to create aspects that will serve it. It is a natural thing for all of these aspects to return back home sooner or later. In this beautiful, beautiful dynamic, the soul remains pure and clear. Or the aspects might be wounded. The aspects might get lost. But because of this beautiful creation called aspectology, the soul remains pure. No matter how imbalanced you may think you are, no matter how distorted your aspects might get, the soul remains pure. And this is the blessing of the creation of aspects. What emerges is a wiser human, a more enlightened human, and a human who's no longer afraid of themselves or their actions or their thoughts, but understands that aspects can be consciously created and consciously reintegrated all of the time. It recreates a natural type of flow, the constant creation of aspects to serve you, and the constant reinvitation for them to come back, and they do. It eliminates those crazy thoughts, those voices, that constant, constant judgment upon yourself. You hear that constant criticism and judgment. It is the aspects expressing how they have been treated. The mind quiets down. The mind realizes at this point that it doesn't have to control everything. The identity in this lifetime quiets down, and the fear seems to go away. A new trust in the deepest parts of yourself is reestablished, and you live each moment in a very balanced and integrated relationship with yourself, in a trust that you haven't felt in eons of time. This isn't a mess. Well, it looks to be a mess, but it's actually a brilliant example of the creator abilities of each and every one of you. It's just that it's gotten a little messy. It's gotten a little, you've forgotten where it's being created from, who's creating it. You tend to think that these have influence or power over you. And you know what? The minute that you start thinking that and believing that, it happens. You suddenly give all of this crazy group the basically control or the degree of control over you. It's a great game. But at any point, what a creator has created can be uncreated, or it can be recreated in any way the creator wants. So, you don't like this? You feel intimidated by it, overwhelmed by it, disempowered by it, or anything else, you are the creator the moment you step forward and accept that. You may not want to accept it. You may say, oh, it's so much work, or gee, I don't know if I want to take responsibility. Well, then it'll remain like this, and that's okay. It's just a game of creatorship.
That That'll help you stop playing the game.
Okay, that's Aspectology coming up, I forgot the dates, later this month.
The end of the month.
End of the month. Weekend. Yeah, check it out. Thank you.
So, is Adamus an aspect? Was Tobias an aspect?
No. Tobias. Adamus is an aspect, or a facet, rather, of Saint Germain. Adamus is really just a kind of a composite of Chambre, with a little extra spice on it. so that's what it is. Anyway, we're going to take a look at upcoming events. Just stop for a moment and think, here it is, early part of winter. I mean, the bad part hasn't even come along yet. The cold, the gray, the snow, the blizzards and everything else. You could be in Kona. We're doing time traveling with Adamus on February 19th through the 23rd at the Chambre Pavilion in Kona, where the weather is always nice.
Always
nice. And then following that is something. It is Masters in Communication in Kona, and that would be the 17th through the 21st. I love that workshop. Actually, both of them, but Masters in Communication is really special.
Well, I'll give my comments at the end.
Right, okay. Right. And then following that is that big event when the heavens cross on March 22nd. We are going to be in Kona for that amazing event, and we're going to be doing a live session with Adamus that day. We're going to start really early because we know for so many of you it's getting later in the day. It's free online, and we just ask you to join in with Chumper from all around the world on that day. And Adamus said it's the one chance he's going to let us do a little bit of kumbaya.
To bring your consciousness with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Heaven's Cross, you know, for those of you in Kihak, you know, we're really working towards it right now, even in the Shouds. It's a monumental event. According to Adamus, it changes everything.
It's a live event without an audience.
Exactly.
Okay.
So following that, we have the Master Circle.
Brand new,
and it's sold out, so won't talk too much about it. And then Staying in Grace coming up. Boy, that April time frame when, you know, just wishing winter would be over, and it's not, and it's going to be so nice there. Hope you can join us. And then we wrap up the winter-spring season with the another Master Circle. We still have plenty of room on that one if you want to join in.
So I want to add something. So just for those of you, many of you have been to Kona events already, and what makes them so special is that Adamus points it out that the big island of Hawaii is away from so much. There's no big city there. You cannot be there without not feeling like it's time to take care of you. You just relax. You retreat. And so it's awesome. And then the events are small. We limit them to about 35 attendees. Mm-hmm. And that means that unless, of course, you don't want to interact with Adamus, you know, I will warn you, that's not... He likes to interact, and it gets very intimate.
Yep.
And we've started to make a joke that it almost doesn't matter what the name of the event is, because Adamus takes in the energy of the group, and then what he channels is fashioned with their energy. So while an event may have a theme, each one is very unique.
Yep.
And the attendees tell us that. That's how we know for sure.
So take a look at your calendar. By the way, travel has gotten... easier,
quite a bit,
a little easier, other than if you're traveling over Christmas on Southwest, right? I heard that from the audience, yeah, that wasn't so good. Anyway, so those are the events coming up, and right now we're going to take a look at Chambre News. Okay, starting off with, of course, Chambre Magazine. I'm so proud of it. That's why I mention it every month. We're 60 pages or so every month. Great articles, all the information about events, online classes, anything coming up. We do it once a month, and it's been very, very consistent. So do check it out if you have any questions. And, again, great articles every month. It just keeps going up and up. And then the next thing, we just launched the I Am Potentials, part of the Master's Pause series, just the other day, I think. Monday, yeah. The interesting thing about this one is it features Kuthumi. I don't know how he got Adamus to do that.
I don't know.
But
don't know.
We recorded...
What do you call Adamus?
We recorded it in in Kona. And it's really beautiful. It's in the typical Kuthumi style where he it's a story-like thing. He takes you on this long story. He's always walking someplace. Geez, I really want to buy the guy a scooter or something, and, you know, or a horse. But anyway, he talks about going into your secret garden where you encounter your potential. So it's really, really quite beautiful.
It's very
it's
nice.
Available now. We're going to take a look at a little trailer here for
it's so positive.
Kuthumi's I Am Potentials.
Yeah. Here we go.
So my time in the secret garden had come. It had been quite a day. And just as I was about to leave, I heard Akira again come in, and he said, Kuthumi, before you leave, choose something here from the secret garden. Choose something and carry it with you. I looked around. Well, what will I choose? Is there a right choice or a wrong choice? And how come nothing is labeled? That really bothered me. Nothing had words on it saying abundance or health or happiness or any of that, or no more sore feet. I would have picked that potential right away. And he said, no, Kuthumi. No, it's not labeled. You see, because then you and other people, they would get lost in what they thought they wanted, which isn't always what you really want. He said, just pick one thing from the garden. And at that moment, I looked down, and there was a beautiful white feather laying on the ground. It was about that long, beautiful, gorgeous white feather. I had no idea what kind of bird it came from, but it was there. It caught my attention, so I picked it up. Akira said, now, Kuthumi, hold this to your heart. Hold it to your heart. And breathe it in. Breathe it in and take it with you now from the secret garden as a reminder that all the potentials of everything you want are already there. Each and every one of you has your secret garden where only you go, where it's your soul. It's all of your potentials. You worry sometimes about picking the right one. You worry sometimes, is a bad potential going to overshadow a good potential? Am I going to not see a potential I really want because I'm seeing only the weeds? No, where you are right now, the only potentials that are even going to manifest in your life are the ones that serve you in your realization. Okay, I Am Potentials.
That's a really nice one.
It really is. It's now
comforting.
Yeah, it's now available as a download in the Crimson Circle store. You get either the video, I mean, you get all the above, video, audio, and text. I think it's $25 through April 3rd when the price goes up to $33. But it's I love doing that Master's Pause with Kuthumi.
It's really, really positive. It's really supportive of what we need right now on this journey.
Right. Okay. Take a look at what's coming up next. We got big stuff.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay, Heaven's Cross, part two coming out real soon. I think it's January 20th. It's coming out. In part two, it's really the guidelines that Amos has talked about what Heaven's Cross is, particularly in the first product, part one. Here he's going to talk about guidelines, including things like you know, what to watch out for, how to integrate it in your life, how not to get lost or stuck or caught up. It's going to be very informative as part one, but more on a personal note, kind of how to make this work for you.
Well, it's very big, and again, it relates to, in general, to consciousness, and even stating that it'll only be truly conscious people that will even have an awareness that something's happening. So it's big, and I find it interesting that he's never done a two-session warm-up to something like this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he kind of said right up front that he would do a couple sessions. He's talking about it a lot in Keyhawk also.
I'm just saying he's really never done this before for anything.
Right, right. I know it's a big thing. And speaking of Heaven's Cross also, make sure to check out the Heaven's Cross web page on the website. It's the place where we put everything together in one place. You can access it right from the Crimson Circle Hub page, so it's very easy to find. But everything that we're doing related to this is there. Also, the music that you heard just before on the intro, it's a whole music thing. It's about 20, 30 minutes long, and that's available as a free download. So that's there, plus Dr. Doug's astrology chart and some other things. So it's all in one place.
The music has really got an energy to it, and it's real weird because Jeff plays music all the time. But I always notice when you're playing that, which you play quite often.
Yeah, I do.
No, so it's very supportive.
Ready. Yeah, yeah. No, it's the energy is so embedded in there. So, right. Yeah, I do listen to it a lot.
And so do I now.
Yes, you do. Take a look at our Spotlight product for the month. Again, we realized at one point we have such an archive of products, and once a month we bring something up that you know, may have gotten a little forgotten along the way.
Well, at one point, actually, that was Jean Tinder's grand idea because she said, there's some really great stuff, and you don't, and Jeff's like, no, it's old. And she's like, no, I know, but she's like, go back. When I look at it, it's like when you look at it with your current conscious level, you see stuff that we didn't see before.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was Jean's grand idea to bring these.
It was, actually. This month we're featuring Pronos 2016, partly because it's Pronos month, partly because that was such a strong Pronos where he talked about technology affecting every part of our life. And he goes on to say this isn't science fiction. It's happening right now. This isn't in somewhere in the future. And I look at what is happening right now. I just read something yesterday how they figured out a way to extract hydrogen in a very economical way from the air using just solar power and use that to fuel cars. And there's the nuclear fusion or fission. I get those two mixed up.
Fusion.
Fusion. Okay. So much going on right now in our lives. But we resurrected Pronos 2016, put it up 15% off for January. And it's also, if you're going to watch Pronos 2023, Quantum Weirdness, it's probably a good brush up before you do. So you'll have 90 days streaming access. And if you have previously watched it, you get a 50% discount as a graduate. So we're going to take a quick look at Pronos 2016. Quite frankly, the world's getting a little crazier and will continue to do so. But that doesn't mean that you have to fall into that. The number one planetary trend that's happening right now that overshadows everything else is the reason for everything. That is the entire direction of energy, consciousness, movement, and change on the planet right now is freedom. Keyword for 2016, disruptions in everything. With consciousness coming in, realization coming to physical reality. It's going to blow the circuits off of everything that was contained. Robots are going to be in every part of life, manufacturing. They're going to be an integral part of healthcare. You're going to see something really interesting happen. Well, it's already happening, but really brought to the forefront in the next 2 years. Old energy businesses, the bottom line oriented businesses, are going to be trying to suppress the new energy businesses, conscious versus unconscious. And it's going to bring a lot of companies into the public eye. Unconsciousness will not have a place in business anymore. Sounds pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's the Spotlight product for the month. And it's ProNush 2016 is available in the Crimson Circle store, as everything is, at 15% off this month. Before we take a break, speaking of ProNost and robots and consciousness, by the way, we got a new robot for our house the other day. I was so impressed. Linda bought me a Roomba for Christmas. but no, I love it. It's a Virgo's dream. And this one's, I mean, it runs around. It maps out every room in the house. And, I mean, it makes these nice lines in the carpet, you know, that even a human couldn't do because they would get them all messed up. And then it goes and empties itself. You know, the container
it
with
does.
A, I'm just watching. Holy jeez, you got to be kidding. You call that emptying process. It's going to poop now. but it's fascinating, and you know the Virgo in me is just smiling, watching that little thing clean the house, and I can talk to it on my app, and it's just amazing. But speaking of robots, are you familiar with this thing called ChatGPT? If you're not, check it out. It's a free website. You have to register or log in to use it, but it's phenomenal. This is just a precursor to what's happening with artificial intelligence. And basically what it, you know, if you type something in on Google, tell me about Chambra, you're going to get this long list of links, you know, like I think there's 8 million links or something right now for Chambra. This is a little bit different. You can just go and type something in, and I typed in, write a poem about Chambra. That's it. Nothing else. No background, no anything. Write a poem about Chambra. And it creates this thing. Linda is going to read it here as we go through. Here's the Chambra poem. And it took 30 seconds for this thing to manifest.
Did you have to spell out Chambra for it?
I spelled Chambra. Okay. Yeah, write a poem about Chambra. That's it. Okay. What's the poem?
A group of seekers on a journey of growth. With open hearts and minds, they follow their truth. The Chambra, a chosen few. On a path of enlightenment, their spirit anew. They embrace their shadows, embrace their pain, for it's through these trials they are reborn again. With courage and grace, they face their fears, embracing their humanity through many years. The Chambra, a community of light, guided by love, they rise up and ignite. The journey is one of self-discovery and growth. As they step into their power, they reclaim their truth. So here's to the Chambra, a special breed. May they continue to thrive. And all they need, they glean.
I mean, it was, and that's all I gave it. It wasn't any other information. And this is all artificial intelligence putting it into a poem. Now, you can also ask it to do an essay for you. It's phenomenal. Check it out. Chat.
Will it do a research paper for you?
It will.
How is college going to be?
Wow. I was talking to my sister yesterday, and she has a marketing company up in Wisconsin. And she said, I just texted her and said, you got to check this out. And she just texted me. She said, we just had a staff meeting about it with our writers, getting them to use that for writing their marketing information. Oh, my gosh. I mean, we have time for one quick part. Then I asked about Adamus.
Uh-oh.
I said, all I put in is write a poem about Adamas Saint Germain. Here's what it came out with.
Now, this
in
intimidates
30
me.
Seconds.
This intimidates
okay.
me. Okay, but I'll do it. Or should it be your voice?
It sounds like he wrote it as you listen to it.
Adamas Saint Germain, a master of the soul, his teachings of love have made their goal. To guide and to heal, to awaken and to transform those who seek his wisdom through the storm. With a voice like a bell and a heart full of grace, Adamas Saint Germain leads the human race.
He wrote it.
Towards enlightenment and a greater understanding of the true nature of life and of living. He speaks of the journey of growth and of change, encouraging all to let go of their pain and embrace their true selves with love and with light. Adamas Saint Germain leads the way through the night. So here's to Adamas Saint Germain, a man of great worth. His teachings of love have spread across the earth. He inspires and motivates with his words and his deeds, helping others awaken to all that they need. May his light continue to shine bright and ignite the hearts and the minds of all who seek his guidance and love. For he is a gift sent from the heavens above.
He wrote it. Yeah.
I think he hijacked it.
He hijacked Chippy. I mean, it was just when I saw this, I was just cracking up laughing. And there was some discussion. Somebody had actually put it on Facebook, you know, different things. But it's such an example of where AI is going, what's happening with it. And, you know, there was no other input. It was, you know, a poem about Adamas Saint Germain. It goes out and searches his entire web, puts this stuff together in pretty good poem form. I mean, a little few mistakes here and there, but and it's just so impressive. And that's what's happening. That's what the world is coming to right now. It blows my mind. So if you get a chance, it's ChatGPT, and you do have to register. Because it's actually a research tool that they're using right now, or they're going to spy on you, one of the two. But you don't have to pay anything. And I read yesterday that the company is now negotiating for sale. It's a new relatively new company, hasn't been around very long. Somebody's offering $29 billion for the company. That's not generating any revenue.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, so incredible. Yet. So anyway, we're about to take off for a little break here. We're going to be back at 9:30. And in the meantime, we do want to wish everybody a very, very happy New Year 2023. Whoa, what's going to be happening? And also a big thank you to everybody out there who's part of this incredible team. You just heard the poem about you. We'll also post it online. But poem was pretty accurate.
It was. It was sweet.
Yeah. And yes, I did put my own name in there, but I don't want to upstage Adamas. So we're going to be taking a break. We'll see you back here at 9:30 for Adamas.
Okay.
All right. Thank
you
so much.
Are you ready?
Good.
Thank you.